up, yo?
Welcome to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gautzoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word, or you could find me at my personal account, Stace Gotts. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. Got some not-so-great news just before I started recording about Luis Severino. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about other spring training notes. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast. Locked On Yankees. You know it's not a good sign when I play the injury update music. Seems Luis Severino is having issues with his forearm, and those issues have been happening since the ALCS. I don't understand how this is even possible. Or yes, I can, I guess, because the Yankees have the worst injury luck ever. This is the progression of tweets, okay? So the first one I saw was from beat writer James Wagner, who said Luis Severino is dealing with some forearm soreness per Aaron Boone. Then Jack Hurry. Aaron Boone said Luis Severino has had forearm soreness that dates back to his last start of the ALCS. Brian Hoke. Boone said that Severino feels the discomfort when throwing his changeup. He is shut down and will see team physician Dr. Chris Ahmad tomorrow. Then Brian Hoke tweeted, Boone said that Severino has a loose body in his pitching elbow. And then finally, Jack Hurry again. Regarding Severino's forearm issue, it dates back to the ALCS, but Boone said Severino was cleared and would have started a possible Game 7. Throughout the offseason, he had an MRI, etc. The pain cropped up again last night. Why can't we have good things? I don't understand this. I mean, Severino's entire season was lost last year. He didn't start until September. And here we are again with another issue.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Last year, I laughed off the injuries because it had gotten so ludicrous. There was a new guy injured seemingly every day. As you all recall, the Yankees had 30 guys on the IL last year. And we had Aaron Judge's shoulder earlier this week, James Paxton's back surgery last week or the week before. Now we have Severino's forearm and, you know, the whole loose body in the elbow thing. I'm not even going to say it. Not going to say it. Don't even want to put that energy out into the universe. I will zip my lip. As I mentioned yesterday, Gerrit Cole will be starting on Monday against the Pirates. Yesterday, he threw a session with Kyle Higashioka, 40 pitches. Everything went well. Cole said, it was good. I had some fun. I got to the volume we wanted, mixed in the breaking ball today, and threw some good ones. I threw some good fastballs. I enjoyed working with Higgy and enjoyed the feedback from hitters. As I also mentioned yesterday, Cole starting on Monday lines him up to be the opening day starter on March 26th in Baltimore. Fingers crossed. Now, can I mention something? I follow a number of Yankee beat writers, and they're all great at their jobs, but they did something this morning that really annoyed me. Yesterday, Aaron Boone said that Aaron Judge would be slowly introduced to swinging the bat over the next few days, which made me think that he wasn't going to be doing BP today. So the beat writers decided to send out tweets, ooh, Aaron Judge isn't taking BP this morning. We knew this. So they needlessly made people panic about Aaron Judge. So can you guys stop doing that? I understand it's your job to let us know everything that's happening in Tampa, but we knew that he was going to be slowly introduced into hitting because of his shoulder. He was throwing, then he'll be hitting. So it wasn't that big of a deal that he wasn't in BP this morning. So please stop. This was Boone's quote yesterday. We'll still take it easy. It sounds like today went well and he'll be reintroduced to full swings in the next couple of days, I would think. There was no definitive statement saying that he was going to be taking BP today. Okay? Jack Curry just posted an update on Severino. Cashman said Severino has been prescribed anti-inflammatory meds and rest. He won't see Dr. Ahmad tomorrow, as Boone had said. Cashman said that this is, quote, an unknown, unquote, and he doesn't know if it's a short-term or long-term issue. Wonderful. There's no way that the Yankees can repeat what they did in 2019, in 2020, if they have the same injury issues. Because a lot of the guys that they had, or a lot of the guys that they were able to get to replace the injured players, are now signed with other teams. Cameron Maben is with the Tigers. Edwin Encarnacion is with the White Sox. It's not the same thing. And last year, I've said it numerous times, was an anomaly. No team should be able to have their heads above water when 30 guys go on the IL. And the Yankees didn't only keep their head above water, they ran away with the division. It can't happen again. Well, this seems like the perfect segue into our Fantasy Minute segment, which is brought to you by League Commish. Today we'll be talking about Brett Gardner. Brett Gardner had himself quite a 2019. He turned 36 in August and finished the season with 28 home runs. That's right, he had a career high in home runs. His previous high was 21 in 2017. His batting line in 2019 was 251, 325, 503, which worked out to a 115 WRC+. He also scored 86 runs, drove in 74. Not a bad season for the old man. He signed a one-year deal with the Yankees to return in 2020. Zips has him at 16 home runs, which is more Gardner-like. And as I said, he turned 36. He'll be turning 37 during this season. Age can be a factor. And as I said, with other hitters that I've talked about in this Fantasy Minute segment this week, we don't know how the balls are going to be this year either. That could have played a part in Brett Gardner's 28 home runs as well. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know what I'm talking about when it comes to fantasy baseball, because all three times I've attempted to have fantasy baseball teams, I forget about it within a month, and then I discover at the end of the season whether I finished in dead last or second to last. So I'm just putting that out there. But Brett Gardner could be a good bench player, possibly. Zips has him at 247, 327, 414, which is more in line with how he usually plays. That works out to a 97 WRC+. Again, could be a good bench player. And that's your Fantasy Minute, brought to you by League Commish for Thursday, February 20th. What are you doing for the game? A universal question. Whether the casual follower, the tweets everything, the beginner, the diehard, the stat nerd, the smack talker, the appetizer guy, the couldn't care less, or the makes everything into a competition person, we all have our place in the sports world. The same personalities apply to fantasy sports, and League Commish exists to ensure your fantasy sports experience is the best for you. We match managers to leagues as we lay the foundation for your new league. It's as easy as sign up with your preferences. You get matched and approve of that match before any commitment on your end. Sign up with League Commish by February 29th and receive 15% off by entering in the code LOCKEDON in the referred by section of the sign-up form. What are you doing for the game? Find your next fantasy sports league at leaguecommish.com. CC Sabathia is on vacation with his family, doing things that he wasn't allowed to do while he was a player. And it seems he may have hurt himself. They're in Finland, and they were skiing or attempting to ski, and he thinks he tore his ACL. Oops. They also did post a very cool video of their experience of being in Finland. They saw the Northern Lights, which I've always wanted to do. I am very jealous of their trip right now. It's kind of funny. I'm actually allergic to cold air. It's a real thing. Look it up. But I break out in hives when I'm cold. But I am fascinated with cold weather places and want to go to places like Fairbanks, Alaska, or even Antarctica. I'm a weirdo. Anyway, will this injury jeopardize CeCe's position with the Yankees? Possibly not. But I do think it's kind of funny that he went all ham and was like, I'm going to do what I couldn't do while I was a player, and then he immediately hurts himself. See, the injury bug is even attacking retired players. Former Yankees can't even escape from it. My suggestion is that if you've ever donned a Yankee uniform, even for one game, just cover yourself in bubble wrap because you're in trouble. I know you were all probably relieved that I didn't really get into the Astros cheating scandal on yesterday's show, but guess what? Getting into it now because John Heyman tweeted at 12:11 p.m., what I hear in Astros clubhouse, colon, they were convinced by a very veteran star player that, quote, everyone was doing it, unquote. Steamrolled is way too strong a word. Starstruck might fit better. Feels like they were not sure what to make of that now. They were a young, impressionable team. You mean to tell me that a team with Brian McCann and Evan Gattis were a young, impressionable team and that they couldn't stop themselves from being steamrolled by Carlos Beltran? Seriously? And I know Heyman didn't mention his name, but everyone knows they're referring to Carlos Beltran. Big, bad Carlos Beltran, who somehow influenced all of these impressionable players. Are you serious right now? Did he have incriminating pictures of people? Did he threaten people's lives? I don't understand how this happened. David Ortiz came out and basically called Mike Fiers a snitch. I think David Ortiz should probably shut his mouth about stuff like this, considering his past. Mike Fiers says that he's received death threats over this. People, we're not in the mafia. It's baseball. Fiers actually said, whatever, I don't care. I've dealt with a lot of death threats before. It's just another thing on my plate. And then he said he's also not worried about any backlash from the Astros. He said, if I'm worried about any retaliation, I'm not going to be ready for the season. Now, the A's and MLB are aware of the threats to Fiers' safety, and they are taking measures to protect both him and his family, particularly when the A's play in Houston three times this season. Fiers said that he's not concerned about his own safety, but he's definitely worried about his family's safety. He said about his 2017 ring that he won't return it, but if it's required of him and the rest of the 2017 Astros, he will. Quote, I said from the beginning, I'm not away from this. I was part of that team. I was one of those guys. Suspensions, fines, I'm willing to take as much punishment as they do. If they ask me to return the ring, it's not the end of the world. Pitcher Mike Bulsinger, who sued the Astros because he alleged that he lost his major league career because of their cheating scheme, has amended his complaint to include two individuals, owner Jim Crane and Codebreaker intern Derek Vigoa. So that's something. I am so glad that we only have two more days until actual baseball is played. And if you need a reminder, the Yankees are playing on Saturday. It's their first spring training game. It'll be on Yes. John and Susan flew down to Florida yesterday. Susan posted it on her Instagram. They were drinking pina coladas in the plane. So it's all happening. It's so close we can touch it. Let's hope everyone stays healthy until Saturday and then stays healthy through Saturday. Let's knock on something. That was plastic, but that'll do. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Thursday, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow.